13.0 EDG 01241120250427 Audio. When we started EDG 02, the decision to combine voltage and current measurements in the same device had not yet been made. We believe it is preferable to keep these two pieces of equipment separate. Our justification is the speed of reading interpretation and greater compatibility with the EDE guideline. For switches, we believe that for monitoring equipment, the rotary mode is preferable to flip-flops. This statement is based on the ARS mode only. Note that this decision is on a case-by-case basis and is not simple. In transport shuttles, I would opt for the opposite. The SSV is a space complex. A living area where it will be possible to simulate Earth conditions. An extreme situation, which could occur, such as the loss of minimum living conditions in a module, cannot replace 70 years of normal use. In those 70 years, the opposite could happen. The Apollo capsule was designed for handling occupants in their protective suits. A carbon copy of the SSV is not desirable in this case. Compromises regarding the daily handling of equipment in a living environment must be the primary consideration. This doesn't mean eliminating handling safety in extreme conditions, it means prioritizing. The SSV is not the Apollo capsule. I could be wrong. I need an ARS, restart system, assessment of the electronic equipment switches and other components, and I don't have these assessments. Therefore, I cannot make a final decision in this case. In the absence of further information, I will allow, and perhaps even prioritize, rotary switches. However, you now know why. In short, one decision is final, and another is not. I don't believe that weight is a real obstacle to separating voltage and current measurements for the SSV. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This November 24, 2035.